Hello and welcome to Quidditch Ubiates Marcus Van Cup podcast, your weekly insight into the topics and trends that we have been exploring for you here at Quidditch Ubiate. Remember, so you don't miss future episodes, be sure to hit the follow button on whichever streaming platform you are listening on, or by following hashtag QC Weekly Comment on LinkedIn. I'm your host, Andrew Cartwright, investment manager based out of our Birmingham office. And this week, I'm delighted to be joined by regular commentator and head of fixed interest research, Richard Carter. Welcome, Richard. So although last week was shortened by the early May bank holiday, it was nevertheless a busy one, and not just with Tottenham Hotspur making it through to the Europa League final, which, Richard, you must be delighted about. But we also had both the US Federal Reserve and the Bank of England meeting to set interest rates. Now, Richard, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, you weren't expecting the Federal Reserve to cut the US interest rate this time round, although you did think that the Bank of England were likely to cut rates in the UK by 25 basis points down to 4.25%. And that's exactly what we got on both counts. Now, there had been some speculation that UK rates could have been cut further by 0.5%. And indeed, there were a couple of members of the Monetary Policy Committee that voted for that. And whilst it's certainly common for a couple of members to vote in a different way, what was of particular interest with this month's vote is there was actually a three-way split decision. And in addition to some members calling for a larger rate cut, there were actually two members who voted to keep rates unchanged. Richard, it must be a very difficult balancing act for central banks at the moment. On the one hand, they're coming under pressure to bring down interest rates to prevent economies slipping into recession. But at the same time, inflation in certain parts of the economies is remaining stubbornly high, including wage inflation. And the potential impact that tariffs could have on economic growth and inflation is creating a huge amount of uncertainty. So, Richard, what did you make of those interest rate decisions last week and the accompanying comments? And in particular, that three-way split decision by the Bank of England. Did we learn anything new about the outlook for further rate changes? And how did financial markets react?
Yeah, Andy, I think they were sort of largely as we were expected. The markets, I think, were a little bit disappointed by the tone coming out of the Bank of England, as you mentioned, a couple of MPC members not voting for cuts at all. I think it is a tough balancing act, as you say, particularly for the Fed. I mean, they don't, the tariffs policy, as we've seen again today, seems to change minute by minute. It's very difficult for them to be setting interest rates in these conditions with, inflation likely to pick up and growth likely to slow. So I think it makes sense for the Fed just to be cautious and wait to see how the data unfolds. And I think markets generally are in that situation as well, particularly employment data, and see how that unfolds before they make a call one way or the other. Bank of England, it was a bit disappointing in a sense because they did downgrade their growth and inflation forecast. It's clear that the economy is, I wouldn't say stagnating, but not exactly growing particularly strongly. And so the lower interest rates wouldn't be a bad thing. So they did cut interest rates, but it didn't sound like they were in a particular hurry to do more, and are still basically, I think, scarred by the lingering effects of inflation during the sort of COVID time. And they're very concerned about rushing into cutting rates too early. So markets were a little bit disappointed by the Bank of England. But that said, we've probably got more rate cuts to come from them this year. It just might be a gradual kind of path.
And Trump's tariffs are, of course, continuing to dominate the news headlines. And that's going to be the case, I think, until the end of that general 90-day pause as deal activity ramps up. And last week, we heard from President Trump and Prime Minister Keir Starmer an announcement of what they described as a major trade deal between the UK and the US. And perhaps more significantly, the US and China held trade talks in Geneva over the course of the weekend. Richard, first of all, could you tell us about that trade deal between the US and the UK? Is this something that we should be getting excited about? And from what we've heard, what have we heard so far about those talks between the US and China over the weekend? And perhaps judging by the market reaction so far, certainly sounds like it could be positive news.
Yeah, I think it's positive. It's definitely positive news what the US and China have agreed. Big reductions in headline tariffs. So US tariffs on China to 30%, Chinese tariffs on US to 10%, and that's that's for a 90-day period while they continue discussion. So that's good. I don't think we should. It's very difficult. You know, it's quite easy to sort of get lost in where exactly we are. But let's not forget that, you know, compared to 2 months ago, tariffs have still gone up quite a bit. And there's still this kind of uncertainty, as you mentioned, about, you know, where are we going to be in 60 days and 90 days. So there is still going to be an economic impact in terms of higher inflation and lower growth generally, particularly in the US. But market's clearly pretty happy that the talking is going on and sort of things move in the right direction. The US and UK one, I don't want to be too disparaging. It was a bit embarrassing, let's be quite honest. I mean, the way we sort of, so UK so desperate to sort of do trade deals with the US, you know, in a sort of post-Brexit world, we've kind of signed up to something that, you know, again, compared to where we were 2 months ago, is worse. You know, that said, it might benefit certain sectors like autos and steel and things, but I think overall economic impact is likely to be limited. But yeah, Starmer and Trump clearly did their best to big it up as much as they possibly could.
So, Richard, sort of the key events last week, obviously the interest rate announcements, and then those trade deals of perhaps varying degrees of importance. But was there anything else just to sort of round things up from last week that you thought was particularly noteworthy? And looking forward to this week, no doubt we'll get further announcements around trade deals. But is there anything in particular that you'll be watching out for?
So I think the big thing, you know, everyone's sort of watching each economic data release, waiting to see what impact tariffs has had. And to be honest, so far, there hasn't been much. I mean, if, you know, ignoring sort of things like, you know, things like Chinese exports and whatnot, you know, if you look at the data in the US, you know, jobless claims numbers are steady. Latest PMIs are a little bit better than expected. So there's nothing too alarming at this stage. And I think, you know, we've got inflation numbers coming out in the States this week. We've got retail sales numbers. So people will be watching those pretty closely to see what impact there is. But until we kind of get to a sort of steady state of tariffs, it's very hard to get your head around exactly what the economic impact is. Other things, you know, going on. I think, you know, a lot of focus on Russia and Ukraine again at the minute. Western nations trying to ramp up the pressure on Putin to either agree to a ceasefire or talks. And, you know, sort of US and Europe trying maybe a little bit trying to paint him into a corner and hope something happens. So that's going to be very interesting. It would be amazing if they could, you know, really come up with a ceasefire or something. But I'm not holding my breath at the moment.
Richard, thank you very much for those great insights today and to you all for listening. Did you enjoy our discussion on the podcast today? We love to hear from our listeners, so please review the show now wherever you are listening and share it on your socials and tag us at CouldChieveIt. To make sure you don't miss a future episode, tap the subscribe button. We'll be back next week, and in the meantime, head over to our website, www.couldachieveit.com, where you can read the accompanying market overview as well as subscribe to our weekly comment newsletter. You can also stay up to date with our thoughts on market news, industry insights, and our upcoming events and webinars on our website or our social media pages. Finally, do you have any questions that you'd like to ask one of our experts for our next podcast? Simply ask them via the weekly comments page on our website. We love to hear your questions. And that's it for today. So thank you again to Richard and to you all for listening. See you next time.